Brought to you by Make Fun Network.
Welcome to the top 5 of death, where listeners vote and everyone dies. Listen and die.
Hello everyone, welcome to this week's episode of the Top 5 of Death. I'm your host, Matt, sitting with a mic in his hand like a stand-up comic from 1989, Bistany. I'm recording downstairs because my family is asleep upstairs, and I'm on like the backup system that I have, which I just put together today. But it's working pretty good, I think. We'll see on the output here. Another edition of Spookfest coming at you. I'm here with, I was going to say something that would be misinterpreted in the worst way involving the word spook. Charles is here.
I am here.
I caught myself.
Yeah.
For those who, oh, by the way, you can check us out on YouTube now. Our shows are video accompanied on YouTube. You can check out, if you go there, you can see Charles is wearing a very flamboyantly gay overalls. It's worse than you look. They're fully rainbow, and yep. I'm assuming this is like a costume to some event that you went to today. What did you do today that demanded that you go as a gay plumber?
Yes. Well, I handle pipe through. Well, so that's the first part.
Oh, but bingo.
Yeah. I went our rock climbing gym every Halloween-ish time hosts one night where we get to do, like, they turn the lights out and you do headlamp climbing. But there's also a section where they, like, put black light paint on the wall and then put up black lights. So that's why I wore, like, my most colorful outfit.
Oh,
wait, to hang out near that. Yeah,
that's like in your regular rotation of clothes.
No, this is definitely this outfit I got because my best friend sent it to me as a joke. Like, let's get matching rainbow. These are called swoveralls. They're stretchy and they're comfortable. They feel like joggers. Like,
oh, I didn't know that. You look so like you'd be on, like, if you had one of those buckles undone and, like, it was flapping down, you'd look like some, like, rapper from 1993.
I would fit right in with the Dudley Boys.
I think he'd look like a hillbilly Jim if he went the way of Batista and lost all his muscles and turned gay.
Yeah. That's spot on.
You'd be that lost, forgotten brother from that stable there. What were they called?
The Dudleys.
No, not the Dudleys.
Not the Dudley Boys? Really?
Way back when.
I don't know. It was stable.
Hillbilly Jim. Yeah, it was like they were all. Was it the Godwins? The Godwins?
Hillbilly Jim wasn't in the Godwins.
No, I know, but now, am I thinking of the Godwins?
Maybe.
Listen, you're a gay hillbilly, okay? That's all we're trying to say.
Yes, anyway, the Godwins wore overalls.
Ah, yes. See?
Thank Damn, you. Those are some big, those are legit big hosses.
Yes, they were fucking huge.
Massive. But yeah, we did that. We went there. We didn't do top rope climbing, which is like standard rock climbing. That's
okay.
Do indoor rock climbing, it's top rope climbing. We did bouldering instead, which is like short route upwards of like 10 to 15 feet in the air. We did that because it's easier to get on those routes for this event. So we did that.
How long did it take you to climb 10 to 15 feet?
Not long. Maybe I think like 30 to 45 seconds to do a route. Yeah.
So what, did you just go home?
I went, oh, that was fun. Came back. Yep. No, I did. In like a span of like an hour, we do like 7 to maybe 12, depending on how fresh we're feeling. So
I'm failing to see the fun here.
It's challenging.
Is it? So last week, one of your bouldering biggest fears was falling.
Yeah, I know.
That's why he only does the 10 to 12 feet one.
Yeah, 10 to 12 feet one. Yeah. Well, yeah, I guess I should say falling from great heights, which doesn't help because we have 60-foot walls at our gym. Not for bouldering, for top rope climbing.
Thinking it's a sign that the freckles in our eyes.
Such great heights. Come on. Also service?
No, I'm not opposed. Don't know it.
Yeah, don't it's know a pretty it. Straight band, so you wouldn't understand.
Oh, yeah, that's why. Yeah.
Actually, I'm wrong. Definitely not. maybe I'm gay.
You ever stop to think about it? Maybe so.
Which is nothing wrong with.
Those kids are just a beard. You know it. Mm-hmm. Just covering right. it up.
I had a friend of three sons whose dad was gay. And
really? Yeah.
Yeah. We went to their house all the time. And then like one day there was like this big to-do happening because their parents were getting divorced because their dad was gay. And I was like, ooh, this is a lot to process. This was like in high school. Like,
yeah.
Like, ooh, this is a tricky situation. But like, it was like a very amicable divorce, which I was like,
hey, that's rare.
So like, you must have known, you both must have been aware of this a long time ago.
She knew something was up.
At least
yeah.
one of them.
Yeah.
yeah. At least one of them. And then so she, like, the mom moved out and started just like dating this guy. And like, then I think they got married. I think they're doing good. And then like the dad stayed there and all the sons stayed there. And it was like, whatever. It was just his dad was gay. And I was like, if you met him, you knew he was like, yeah, just everything about him was gay. but he was super nice. He was awesome. He was a great guy.
Did some rock climbing. Do we want to go over my whole trip?
Oh yeah, I forgot. You like hung out with Sam in Florida.
I have met Sam, so I've at least met one of y'all at this point.
Did you touch him? Did you physically touch him?
Make sure he's real? Have photographic proof I can put up in the Discord.
I don't know. You both are pretty like visually editing like good. So this could be completely fake.
It's all Photoshopped together.
I wouldn't be surprised. I like this light because it highlights the dent in my head. Right there.
There you go.
This little dot right there.
Oh, that's a fucking dent. I thought that was just the shine.
No, that's my like fucking... you see this like little dent right here. Not like the whole thing.
No,
like
I see it. Black dot.
Yeah, that's a dent from when I had I used to get cysts on my head and I went to a dermatologist and he gave me a shot to take the cyst down, but it fucking put a dent in my head. And I was like, hey, what the fuck is this? The guy's like, oh yeah, it broke down all the collagen in the skin, but it'll come back. That was like 18 years ago. Look how bad it is. That's a fucking dent.
Why don't you get some Botox?
Why? So then I can have another lump? It's going to go the opposite way. I need the Goldilocks
swishes around.
I need a Goldilocks amount of Botox to level this fucking dent out. But
damn. But yeah,
could eat soup out of that thing.
Yeah, but like not like a rice based soup, not like a noodle soup, not that deep.
Yeah. But yeah, I went down to meet Sam, Kaylee, Doug, and Emily. You know, the whole Dog Breath Foundation crew. My new best friends. But I went to Halloween Horror Nights for the first time.
Oh, yeah, what'd you think? How many houses did you do? Did you get the like Express Pass? Did you do the VIP shit?
So we didn't even do Express Pass. Sam and I did 6 houses out of the 10. It's not bad.
For not having Express Pass, that's pretty good.
Yeah, so we did 6. Everyone else did 5. They did like one house we didn't want to do, but we were there till 2 in the morning. So
it was open that late?
It stays open till 2, and you can sit in line past 2 o'clock.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And those lines get fucking long.
Yeah. So that was the thing. We went there and, the main 3 houses was A Quiet Place, Ghostbusters Frozen Empire.
Yeah.
And, Insidious the further. So, there, right. And of course,
a new Insidious movie.
It's not like promoting the Insidious movie. It's just visiting the Insidious stuff. Yep. Apparently, the further is what they go into. That's what it's called. Like when they go. I haven't watched them in a long time. But we got there right at when it opened, and the Quiet Place house was like the first one there, like right inside the gate. Close to 2-hour wait, like right out the gate. So. We passed that, and we passed like all the first houses in the front. We went and rode the Mummy because that was open, and that was a 10-minute wait. That ride rocks.
That is one of my all time favorite rides. That coaster fucking rules. Have you ever been on it?
Before that time, I don't know if I've been on it or I watched the video, but I had a fucking blast. So that, I'm pretty sure that was my first time. It was such a good ride. Yeah. We did that. We like ran through that, went down to Diagon Alley to get the Harry Potter one because the Death Eaters were out.
Nice.
So we got there. We got there right as they like appeared into the place, and I got threatened by a Death Eater. had his wand right up to my neck.
Damn.
Yeah.
Should have fucking snapped that shit.
Yeah. I was holding a butter beer, so what am I going to do?
Oh, yeah. But dude, my fucking beer. Frozen or non-frozen?
I went with the cold one, but the frozen one is... Well, there's hot, cold, and frozen, so I went with
cold. Okay, so cold is the cold, non-frozen one.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the correct one. That's the correct one, for sure.
Yeah, it's delicious. It's got a nice, like, good head to it.
Come on. Settle down. Early in the show, if we're talking about
that. I get busy in Harry Potter world, right?
Jesus Christ, this guy's fucking... What kind of wand was up to your neck?
Yeah.
I haven't had a butter beer.
Oh, man.
A long time.
That was my first time since, like, 2014. So, I haven't been an official one.
For all the times I go to Disney, I haven't been to Universal in probably, like... 7 years.
I can tell you, I was excited to go to Universal because they're building the Epic Universe.
Oh my God, I know.
Right now, it's almost like there's no trace. Like, I've seen photos of them building. Mm-hmm. I can't see any of it there. Like,
it's not near those parks.
Oh, really?
It's a little bit out. Yeah. If you look on like a topographic map or whatever, it's like Universal Studios, Islands of Adventure. And then, like, over here is the fucking water park. And then, like, over here is Epic Universe.
Damn. Okay.
Yeah. It's weird. It's weird. I don't know what the.
I thought they were revamping the whole area, but whatever.
No, they acquired. I forget. They bought something and just, like, made it into Epic Universe or whatever. But tickets went on sale for that. They fucking sold out in fucking minutes.
I can't wait to go, because I want to go to the Dark Universe, obviously the Harry Potter, How to Train Your Dragon, and Nintendo World. Are you kidding me? Like, yeah. I'm into
it. It's going to be great.
But yeah, we did Harry Potter World, left there, did the Goblin House, which is a bunch of people dressed up as goblins, real fun time. What are we doing after that? And we walked our ass all the way to the front to do A Quiet Place, because everyone else went to all the other houses at that point.
Yeah, yeah.
So walked back to the front, hit everything after that.
It's incredible that crowds just act so predictable every fucking
year. Yeah.
Everyone walks in and goes to the first house, which is usually a big premiere house. Uh-huh. And then basically what you're doing is going, I'd like to follow the largest crowd to every house for the rest of the night.
Yep. That's exactly what happened.
Mm-hmm. And it's so silly.
I will say A Quiet Place house, good house. Since I'm the fifth wheel, they put me in front. Kaylee thought she'd be safe in the middle, which we told her, you're not safe in the middle of any group. That's what they're going for. But yeah, we went, I moved so much faster that I had to separate myself so I would be on a different timing track through the house. So
did you run through all the houses?
No, I walk faster, but I also, like, I would probably be moving slower if, like, Jess was attached to me, but I was solo. So, but yeah, caught all the scares in that house. Nice, like, jump scares.
How were the houses, like, production-wise?
I would say all of them but one were really top tier, in my opinion, like, compared to what else I've seen. Insidious and Quiet Place were the two that were like right up there. Insidious was the one I was legit nervous in, though, because I forgot some of the scenes that are in that movie. And a lot of, like, you know, like this one where they have everyone's like covered in sheets and standing still or like sitting still.
Oh, yeah.
They had one of those rooms and I walked in and I went, I forgot about this scene and I don't like being here now. So,
yeah.
It's a good time. Like, the scare zones, those guys were scare zone actors. It really depends. There was one that, like, there was one group that was putting in fucking work. Like, they knew exactly what they were doing. They didn't have to, like, be scary. They just worked their angles and caught you off guard. Everyone else is, like, just trying to, like, they're right there.
They're all, like, wannabe, like, Hollywood actors. Mm-hmm. They're literally like auditioning, hoping they're gonna like scare like the next like fucking mm-hmm. Spielberg, and they're like, "Oh, that's oh, yeah. so good."
And on top of that, Doug brought one of the cameras in with them, and they will just play right to the camera. It's like, what are you guys doing?
I would fucking, as like a haunted house professional, I would fucking kill them. Especially yeah. working at a place like that. It's like, you're supposed to be like the fucking cream of the crop. But you mm-hmm. know what? That's Han actors, man. They don't fucking, it's a quarter of a percent of like Han actors that are actually good and like get the point.
There was one girl who got me and Sam a couple times. All she did was walk around. She had a rattle in her hand. She was part of this like medieval like torture fair place. All mm-hmm. she would do was like quickly extend her hand out and get it right in your face. But like she had like the perfect measurement to make sure she's not punching someone right in the face. Ugh. Like she just knew her reach right off the bat every time she saw someone. So, but I mean, good time. Like those houses, pretty great. Longest we stood in line was Insidious, and that was close to an hour.
That's not bad. That was it.
Yeah, we just cruised around. So
the last time I went with my buddy Ken, who was on the show once, and he was terrible. So I never had him back on. He's literally
that's his only. Friend. That's his only fact. Every time about the
show, he was so bad.
I love that you mention it every time.
Yeah,
he was fucking the worst. It gets brought up pretty often, but he was terrible. It's a comic book episode. It was fucking shit bad. Mm-hmm. Anyway, me and him went. Just me and him, and honestly, we bought like all the express passes and we got to go to every haunt. It was really awesome. If you can afford it, it's like the way to go. You get uh-huh. fed, you get early access, you get a tour guide, and you get walked to the front of every line yep. for every house, and you get like special viewing for their Halloween fireworks show. It was
yeah.
That whole night was one of my like I don't know. It was like movie quality memory for me. The uh-huh. weather was perfect. It was just me and Ken, and we were just having a fucking, like, just like me and my fucking best friend doing the thing that we fucking both love the most, doing something that we had always talked about doing. It just, it fucking ruled so goddamn hard. And yeah. I don't know. I'm like nervous to go back because I'm like, it was too perfect that one time I went.
I definitely get that. This was my first time going, always wanted to go. So I was like, yeah, I have time. I'll go down and do this. And I'm glad I did because it did live up to like the hype I've always been given to this
it's
thing.
A where good it's
like,
time.
These places are unreal. And I'm like, yeah, it was actually pretty good. Because most of the time I'm let down by especially haunts. Like,
oh, yeah.
They are let down. Yeah, so
there's probably like five good ones in the country.
Yeah. I've always wanted to go to a couple good ones. But yeah, it was a good time. Hanging out with Kaylee and Sam. Awesome. Awesome people as usual.
Mm-hmm. So how was Doug? Was he cool? I bet he was cool.
Doug's pretty cool. Yeah. What else do you want to know about him? It's a big pretty cool guy. Mark. He had a before we went in, he had a chocolate waffle. It's pretty good. Nice. What does that mean?
Typical Doug.
Classic Doug.
Are you gonna whatever? You, have you met Doug? Are you gonna ask him for his autograph when you meet him?
Yes, for sure.
Yeah.
I met Doug a handful of times. All in Disney parks.
Man, mm-hmm. what it was like. They're just down there, man.
Yeah. All the fucking time.
I mean, they have an annual pass. So, like, I get it.
I used to have an annual pass. I did, too. Excuse- so.
Wow. Aren't you a vacation club, though?
I was going to say, I own DVC, motherfucker. I'm a fucking vacation club owner.
Yeah.
I was looking at contracts 2 days ago to see if there was anything I wanted to pick up. Then I went, what am I doing? I can't afford this right now.
Oh, I'll be down there in 2 weeks again. Anyways, so.
Why?
Going right back down. I have a race down there, and then we're going to.
What kind of race?
Auto World.
Black? So blacks? Racing the blacks.
So it's fucking green, right?
those fucking grass blades?
Grass blades.
Get them out of here. Deport them. Yeah. They should be the first people deported. Grass blades. Greens.
Grass blades.
Get them out of here.
Not sharing their technology with us.
Absolutely. I don't know how they even exist. Walking around fucking chlorophyll motherfuckers. Will, what are you doing?
I was wondering how long we could go before you said something.
You know what it was? Is Will was so all right, so here's before we started recording, Will was having technical difficulties. So me and Charles have been shooting the shit. And I think we just continued the shit shooting on like and just figured we just forgot Will was around.
That's fine.
What are we like 25 minutes in?
Actually, we're hitting about 20 right now.
Oh my god! Sorry,
to
Will.
Be honest, that everybody. Was good content, good spookfest related content. I was on board for it, and I didn't have a whole lot to say about this week. You know, short week recording here on a Friday. Mm-hmm. I did receive my invitation to Charles' wedding.
Oh yeah, brother!
Much appreciated. But when I scanned the QR code, it said, ha ha, sucker, stay home.
I'm glad someone saw the QR code, at least. We are unsure.
I didn't scan it yet.
Put us all at different tables. That'd be so funny.
Is Doug coming? Can I sit with Doug?
As of right now, no, but he probably will be.
Yeah. Sick. You're gonna scare him off.
Yeah, scare. I'm gonna scare everyone off, man.
He's married to Emily.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think she has a twin. I forget, or just like a sister who looks a lot like her, and I forget which one's which.
I don't know.
I've met them all.
Ask about their families.
I've met them all. They're lovely people.
Yeah, I can't wait. You know, about a year away. Be our first live episode from Table 6.
Oh, 100%.
We're gonna stream the whole wedding.
I promise not to make the same mistake I did with Dooley's wedding.
I thought about that during the run, like one of my runs. I was like, what did happen with that? I know y'all reviewed I honestly don't remember the episode.
So, this was, I'll take the brunt of it because it was my idea to do a Turts on Dooley's wedding. And and the other thing too is like, when I came up with the idea, I asked him, and Better Matt asked him, or Fro, I think Fro asked him, somebody else asked him, and he was like, hell yeah, do it, both times. And then in hindsight, I think he was like already drunk and like just wasn't like, and like it was at his own wedding. It was just like scatterbrained about whatever. I was just like, yeah, do whatever. Yeah. So like we reviewed it and gave it, it ruled. We all said it ruled. I had a couple of things. I had a couple of issues with the wedding, but I thought they were funny. And then the other thing is like Fro mentioned some things that I think he thought was funny, but they didn't. They I'll put it this way: the things we thought were like funny and like were in jest, they did not appreciate. And I agree. Like in hindsight, I was like, you know what? Bad idea. That one's on me. Shouldn't have done it. Very much damaged my relationship with Dooley and some other people. That one's on me. But I stand by everything I said. No.
I mean, there's not much more fun than comparing like all your friends' weddings and saying like whose was the best. But yeah, I don't think you should broadcast it.
Yeah. Well, that's fair. I wanted to be honest with the fans. They wanted to know. And I was.
I remember at the end of my wedding, going around at night, just saying goodbyes to people. I kept asking the same question. What was your least favorite part about the wedding?
Mine was when you guys actually got married. That was my least favorite part. Is any time you guys kissed, I was like, oh,
it was only once.
Could have been me. The first and last time you ever kissed was after.
And I wiped my lips.
Ew, gross, girl germs. But I mean, I'll put it this way. I'll review your wedding if you want me to. Listen, don't threaten me. I will. Be like, oh, what Charles got? Like, Matt reviewed his wedding. Matt, this is what I do. I just review people's weddings until they stop talking to me.
That's why Sam's not getting married. That's why they're.
He's avoiding it. He doesn't want to get review bombed by me. I'm like the guy from Ratatouille who's kind of like the food critic. But
is there a Yelp for weddings?
Oh, I wish there was. But that whole thing, that one's on me, and I apologize, public apology. That one, I'm sorry. I was uncalled for and unnecessary. And you know, people fuck up. I fucked up. What can I do now? But that's fine. I'll put it this way. At this point, when I do, or I am in the rare situation where I am around all those people, Dooley's like one of the only people that like are like just are regular to me and like talk to me like a normal human being. Like we used to be friends and like we still are, but it's like whatever. So solid dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unlike some people from this show. One of these days, I'm going to just fucking, as if I don't air enough dirty laundry, but one of these days I'm just going to go, I've had enough, but it doesn't matter. I don't talk to these people. They're like, they mean nothing to me. We are in no way, shape, or form in each other's lives at all. But man, I would like to just, you know what it's like? You know how like you've had a relationship with someone and you don't have any closure? That's how I feel with a lot of things, with a lot of people, because most of the time people just kind of ghost and I go, what happened? And I have a theory as to what happened, but I don't have any closure because we never have a conversation.
Yeah.
And I don't know what to make of that. My guess is that the way that I'll bias it on my end is that either they don't have a very good reason or they know that I'm going to logically just paint them into a corner and go, or my biggest argument to anything would be like, if you had a problem, why didn't you just talk to me about it? Like, why did you just like we didn't have to stop being friends. Like you could have, I literally just apologized for something I did wrong. I don't think I'm like a perfect person or whatever. And I'm sure I do or say things that are like mean or like, I might've hurt your feelings without like me thinking I'm being funny and like you being like, that's fucked up. And be like, all right, my bad. I didn't mean to do that. Noted. Won't do it again. But I never even get that opportunity to like course correct in any way, shape, or form. They just go, eh. So then I go, oh, well, then whatever reason they have is probably bullshit and they just don't want to be confronted about it.
Nah.
Cowards.
Yeah. That's why you got to call your friends out on their bullshit right away in their face.
Yes. 100%. 100%. That is such a god. If you want to, if friends mean that much to you, you need to fucking do that. Because if you don't, you're going to be me. You're going to have two friends left.
Yep.
We used to joke on the show with Fro that he would never leave or whatever. And he's not my friend. We don't talk. He wrote me off just like everybody else. I blame his wife. So let's sit there. Let's put that out there. He's probably going to call me now. That's okay. I dare him. You never would.
Why does he listen to the show?
Him? No. He didn't listen to the show when he was on. I don't listen to the show and I'm on it.
Same. Yeah. I mean, I do see him on in the Discord every now and then, but he's not actually in the Discord. So,
if he wants help, he knows where to find. I'll get him out of his situation. I always say if Fro showed up at my door and he was like, "I have nowhere to go," blah blah blah. I'd be like, "Cool, here's the room in the basement. Take all the time you need, just like that. Boom." So, if you want an out, I've got a free place to stay here.
I'll keep that in mind.
Not you, Will. I'll fucking turn you right back around.
If I come, I want to go in the master bedroom.
Which one? There's like two bedrooms that are the same. You can either stay with me, Birdie, and Megan, or just Wednesday. There's a right answer here, Will. There's a right answer here.
Yeah, the basement's fine.
All right, yeah, there you go. I don't know how much like is it argon? Or what's like the...
Radon?
Radon, that's what it is. I don't know how much radon's down there. Probably none.
That's fine.
What are we doing?
Radiation for a living.
This is a show, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
We're literally just fucking chatting. I think I've just gotten bad at the show. I've gotten bad at the show.
Nah, we're fine.
All right. Okay. I don't know.
Hey, we have our like 30 to 40 minute spiel.
That's it.
And we go. And then, you know what? Anyone listening, you'll get your costumes, all right? You'll get them.
Oh yeah,
you'll hear about them.
Oh yeah,
you gotta go through us first.
That's right. The only thing I'll say, Super Bowl update, is that Trump went on the Rogan podcast. I haven't heard it yet, so I don't have anything to say about it.
That did happen. But I'm interested. Didn't it? I actually,
yeah. He just posted a little clip on Twitter of Joe Rogan and Trump just being like, "We just finished up a great podcast," and blah blah blah. So, if you're into that sort of thing, here's the two things that I hope happen. Right, this is my prediction. I just want him to really, I just want Joe to really grill him on aliens and the JFK assassination. Those are the two things that I'm hoping to get out of that. Mm. And that would be great. That'd be awesome.
I gotta tell you, it's
more Trump does tease releasing those like documents and stuff for the JFK.
He always is. He, Well, the thing about the JFK thing that he said was someone close to him asked him about it and then did an interview with, I believe, either Tucker Carlson or somebody else. And they asked him, like, this is like, I asked him, blah, blah, blah. And the guy says he asked Trump if he was going to release the JFK records. And Trump said, if you saw what I saw in those records, you wouldn't release them either, which is like crazy, which just like adds more fun to the theory, right? But I don't know. Those are the two things that I'm hoping they talk about. That'd be fun.
I did catch a bit of the skim through the sit down he had with the Undertaker, which is fucking weird.
I've only listened to. Yeah, that's a crazy like sentence to say out loud. but honestly, if he never ran for president, that would not be a crazy sentence. That would just be a sentence. No, the only time that I listened to any of his podcast interviews is the one he did with Patrick Bet David, only because I felt like that was the only one that was like not like someone who already regularly talks about politics interviewing him versus like a Logan Paul or like the Nelk boys or something. I'm like, I don't, or like Andrew Schultz or whatever. I'm like, I'm not super interested in that. But how was it?
Yeah. It was fucking milquetoast boring. Trump had basically no idea who The Undertaker was, but he just knew he was a wrestler guy. And he just commented on his size the whole time. And
he's like, oh, that's what he does. He's a salesman. He's like, it's every time listening to people like talk about when they meet Trump, they're always like, I think I like him. Like, he's just like that guy. It's just like he compliments you a whole bunch and like, he's like, look at this guy. Look at this handsome guy here. He's like, me? You mean me? All right.
His interactions with kids are pretty organic and
oh my god. Well, he's got a lot of grandkids. He's a family guy. He's a family as in children guy. I mean, he's had a lot of wives, but it's like you have that kind of money and you have that kind of status. I don't think it's right. But I'm not shocked or surprised by that at all. The only thing I'll say, did you see, there's like this old clip. Do you ever see the clip of him when he like roasts his own wife at like the Al Smith dinner or whatever? No, it's so good. So he's like, Trump is doing his like roasty part or whatever, or some dinner. And he's like, I'm going to get in trouble for this next one. He's like, I don't even know if I should say it. And his whole thing was like, I don't know if you remember this, but his wife got in trouble for plagiarizing like a speech.
Yep.
Oh, Michelle Obama.
So his whole thing was like, you know, he's like, Michelle Obama gives us a talk and a speech and everyone loves it and goes crazy. My wife gives the same speech and she gets criticized.
I remember that now.
That's pretty funny. But yeah, I don't know. That's it. Kamala Harris had a town hall that went fucking as good as expected. It's painful to watch. But I don't know. I don't think she even wants to be president at this point. I think this is just like the going through the motions and waiting for 2028, which is fine. I think that's honestly probably a better play. Don't burn any up and coming stars for the Democratic thing to go against Trump. Just fucking get this person out of the way, right? Because they didn't have a choice. They couldn't have Biden. Kamala was the, you know, quote unquote rightful next person. They were like, just fine, just fucking trot her out there. We'll go back. And then the other tidbit that's fun is like the big conspiracy theory for those is that, you know, Trump is going to win the election in a landslide, and then the big conspiracy is that the deep state will trigger some like massive civil unrest. The current one. But whatever. It is what it is. It's fun. We're getting there. Almost over.
One other thing I saw, I think today or yesterday, it was a little surprising, is that I think the LA Times and the Washington Post are refusing to endorse Harris.
That's what I'm saying. They're like, they're giving her the Biden treatment. They're just turning
left wing outlets.
Listen, yeah. She does have the Juggalo vote though.
Does she?
Did you see
now that? I'm obligated to vote for her. Whoop, whoop.
The ICP apparently endorsed her, which I was like, again, what timeline? How did we get on this timeline?
It's fucking real wild, huh?
This whole election is just so weird.
It is fun, but it's so weird.
Yeah, this one is weird. Well, you know what? They got the Juggalos. She's got Sam. I think she's got a good shot. Literally broke my heart. Broke my heart last week.
Spy's not here.
R.I.P. Spy's not here. R.I.P. We got to wait till after the election. I told him. I called him on the phone. I said, "Listen, I just can't have you on the show anymore. You're a danger to my children." So. No, it's fine. It's just, I'm gonna like burst. To be fair, Sam was very like forthcoming with it. I'm most curious to who you're voting for, Charles.
Yeah.
I think, here's my prediction. Here's my guess. Mm-hmm. You're not going to vote. You're going to just stay out of it. I think that's where you. I think that's where you land.
I've been very open about. She was not my Canada pick. I was hoping we'd have something different. And she wasn't even when she became VP for Biden. I was like, that as you've said in the past, she wasn't the strongest. So
she won zero delegates.
I would have liked Pete Buttigieg. I can never say his fucking last name, but even that, at least it's someone fucking easy. Compelling.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. No.
I wish we could. I would almost wish I could vote for like Waltz. At least I like him.
Why?
I mean, at least he's
put a sentence together.
Okay. So fair. He can put a sentence together, but he's a liar. He's like a demonstrated. Pathological lie over a lot of stuff. I will concede that you could do much worse than Walt as far as like a viable candidate.
Uh-huh. But yeah.
I hate his policies, but at least they exist. You know? It's like I hate what he stands for, but at least he stands for fucking something.
Mm-hmm.
He's not this like vacuous like amoeba who just is literally nothing. But yeah, I don't know. 2028 is going to be fucking awesome. 2028 is going to be like the reboot of the MCU.
Yeah, The Rock versus Batista.
Oh my god,
yo!
Wait, who are they running in a Democratic primary?
it's not that far from reality.
Yeah, I don't know, but we'll see. We'll see what happens. Let's see. We have this. And then we have, I think I've been seeing some curses around, so I think some monsters are going to take over the airwaves. And then I think, there might be one more episode after that, early November, mm-hmm. and then it's the election. I think that's the timeline we're on.
Yeah. I think that's it. That is our drama, yeah. Yeah.
Crazy.
We are two Tuesdays away.
Oh, my God. Oh my god! In the words of ECW, what's his name? Joey Styles. Yeah.
Oh my god!
All right, let's do the fucking show.
Yeah.
What are we talking about this week? Don't tell me I won. If I won, I'm gonna just fucking try to fellate myself on this camera.
Whoa. Nope. Whoa. As much as I would love to do a team one, it was actually mine this week.
There you go.
So I've got a little death.
Cheers. Table.
We'll run this through before we get to our 2024 costumes of the year. All right. So Sam, Matt, and Charles were riding along in the Greatest Adventure RV on the way north to Charles' wedding. Will, notably absent, declining the wedding invitation because he thought it sounded boring. The RV was full of excitement, cold feet, and a pungent odor of wet dogs. "Damn it, Sam, my tux is covered in dog hair," Charles griped, coming out of the back room, adorning his tux with pants so short they revealed his mismatched dinosaur socks. "Don't worry," Matt said. "I've got the tongue of a cat." Matt began lapping up all the stray hairs off Charles' tuxedo. "There you go. Clean as a whistle," Matt declared. "And wet as one, too," Sam chimed. As the guys pulled up to the wedding venue, Charles glanced out the window at the rock wall altar. "It's perfect," he thought to himself. The wedding began with Charles side by side with two of his okayest men, Matt and Sam. As the bride began her ascent up the rock wall, Charles raced to beat her to the top. When reaching for the top, he spotted a small, spindly-legged spider and yelped like a girl before losing his grip and falling 50 feet onto his groomsmen, killing all three of them. Excuse me. Ah, fuck, Jess cried. Who am I going to marry now? When off in the distance, a faint sound started roaring up to the crowd. Everybody turned to look. As the vehicle got closer and closer. Ah, shit, the crowd said.
I'm so fucking mad right now.
The crowd was a roar as Ken Casey drove up in his IROC Camaro blasting his own music, and he married Jess atop the rock wall altar, leaving her to live a happier life than she otherwise would have.
Ken Casey, my Eskimo bro.
That's why I thought it was fitting.
Fuck that.
Jesus what a Christ. What a terrible, terrible Eskimo bro to have. This man's the same shape, horizontal and vertical.
Hey, I'm an orb.
Yes, he is. He is a bowling ball of a man. What are we doing this week? We know what we're doing, right?
We're doing our annual 2024 Halloween costume predictions. I have a thought about a costume, mm-hmm. but I don't want to ruin it for anybody else in case it's on their list.
Oh, okay.
But man, is it like? I don't know. I feel like I should just go for it. Does anyone have any classic annual costumes that we normally have on their list?
No. Annual costumes? Nope. Like
ones that always appear on our list every year.
No.
Okay. Does anyone have any Joker costumes on their list?
No, but I almost said.
Okay, so here's my thing. This is the thing I want to say. I think this is the year we don't have a bunch of Jokers. Thank God. With the absolute bomb of the movie, I think they just killed that market for like 100 dudes dressed as Joker. I think that's such a crazy
yeah.
thing that happened.
Maybe even Harley Quinn's too.
No, there's too many fat girls that want to still do it.
You know what would be a good one? You dress as the Joker. Foy deuce or whatever, but then you just deuce. Tape up. You just tape a bunch of rotten tomatoes to you.
As
a reflection of your rating.
That's funny. That's a good one. Yeah. Okay. Who wants to start? Or Will? I think it's like your pick.
My pick. I'll go first.
All right. Get go this for thing it, baby.
So,
Jesus.
My Christ. First. My number five. Is a pretty simple one. This is an easy one to do if you're scrambling for a costume, and it's Joe Biden.
Yeah, just regular ass Joe. Which not, Joe Biden?
Not spelled the way you think. I'm talking Joe Biden.
Oh my God, the fucking
like the volleyball company,
like the volleyball.
So you just all you got to do is get a volleyball, cut a hole in it. Put on some aviators, and you don't even need eye holes because the whole point of the costume is you just bumble around the party, knocking into things, and getting lost.
There you go.
Huh? I was expecting something.
You've probably got a volleyball lines. Kicking around.
Huh. Probably.
Charles, you look like someone who has a volleyball in your living room.
What?
Just I mean, answer yeah, the man.
Listen, I like to practice my underhand serves, all right? One day I'm going to be called up to the Olympics, and you'll see.
I just hope you wear those skimpy fucking beach bathing suits.
Hell yeah! I got to show off these milky white thighs.
You think there's any credence to like the life model decoys of the multiple Joe Bidens over time? I gotta say, those historical like those old pictures of him look like a different fucking dude. Like. Pretty aggressively, and like I know people look different when they age, but like they're pretty out there.
Do Do we think they've just really been testing the Joe Biden Hall of President animatronic this whole time?
I mean,
he's just gonna
pretty imaginative.
He's gonna leave, and we're just gonna watch it walk south to Orlando the whole way.
we're turning back to its podium in the fucking ride in the attraction. He finally gets there, just fucking puts its feet back on the fucking two posts and sits down. Good job, Joe.
Joe Biden.
So yeah, Joe Biden.
There you go. I mean, now that's a pretty good one.
Uh-huh.
Who's next, Will?
Charles, you go.
Okay.
Go for it, baby.
It's that time of year again, folks.
Mm-hmm.
It's Halloween. My number five is, I got sexy cross-dressing J.D. Vance.
Whoa, that's a fun one.
I thought about
have
that.
Have you seen him at that? That's the moment he realized, this eyeliner works for me. I love that when that came out, they're like, look, he's cross-dressing. I'm like, he was in college. Who hasn't?
I know.
shouldn't they be shocked.
They pretend like guys don't do funny shit all the time.
Yeah. It was a good costume. Like, yeah.
That's just guys being dudes. Have you ever seen me dressed up as a woman?
Ugh. Oh,
I want to say at one point you posted it.
Yeah. Me and Peter Wong went as women for a Halloween party. Peter Wong was like a cute little Asian school girl.
I was going to say, did he pick anyone up?
No, I almost considered it for a little bit, but I was like, you know, I'll find it.
Both forget you're in costume.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will say that J.D. Vance, the picture of him like posing, like kind of sexy, he looks extremely comfortable in that pose. Yeah. Like,
oh, this?
It's natural this to pose? Him.
Yeah.
Listen, the dude fucks. I don't know what to tell you.
It's a good costume. I mean, it's not like he picked something over the top. He's got a blonde wig. He's got like a black shirt, some dress. I mean, sex it up, guys.
It is what it is.
Yeah. This is a good costume if you're in a pinch.
So, yeah. That's a good one. All right, cool. Yeah. Cool. Who's up? Me?
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. My number five. I think this is like a pretty obvious one, but I think we're going to see a smattering of Chapel Roans in Matt. Different what?
This is my number one.
Oh, is he your number one?
I have sexy Chapel Roan because I've had to put sexy in front of it because you know what? You do what you need to do. But yes, Chapel Roan. How many fucking looks does this woman have already?
She has a lot. I have such a love-hate relationship with this person. It's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Yeah, but she's got like all like her four music videos are all basically different costumes you can just do. You can just throw mm-hmm. them right on. Mm-hmm. And then if you have a suit of armor, there you go. You can just do her MTV performance as well.
Yeah, and if you're so a guy, loop on this person.
Really? Oh my god!
I barely know who they are.
Wow. But yeah, Chapel Roan
are good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Matt, you can go on about it. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, you can even like just like dress Chapel Roan adjacent and just be like, yeah. I'm Chapel Roan inspired. But I think her music's good. I think I haven't. I don't think I have. I've heard a song that I'm like, oh, that's fucking garbage or trash. Uh-huh. Hot to Go is a fucking ripper. I love that song.
Hell yeah.
Pink Pony Club's growing on me.
I love that's on my running. All these songs are my running playlist. But Pink Pony Club comes on, and I'm like, yeah, it's a good time.
Yeah, she can sing. I think mm-hmm. she's very attractive.
Yeah.
But. Man, going back to like our conversation like before we were recording about like I don't know, just like I don't like her like the fact that she can just decide not to do a show because she's like not feeling it mm-hmm. and then just has like drag queens come out and lip sync her show. If I fucking paid a fucking cent to see her and that happened, and like the people are like they like yeah, good for you. No, that's not. That's, no. I hate that precedent that's being established. Yep. Oh my God, mm-hmm. It's awful. It's fucking awful. Imagine the people that are like aren't well off, right? And like they really love her, and they save. And it's like really hard for them to get tickets. I know this is like an edge case, and like I hate when people like use edge cases to like make a point. But some people, that's a really big deal to like go do something like that. And if like you are going to head there, and she just decides like an hour before that she's just like a little too stressed out, absolutely not.
You pay like you pay money for the ticket on top of this bullshit. You pay. What if you don't live in that town? You're like in a small town. Hours drive. So now you're going to go there and stay in probably the city the whole time and pay for dinner and all that bullshit. That shit stacks up. Like,
yeah.
And just to be like, no, I just don't feel like it. Like, I know you had a meteoric rise to stardom, but guess what? Madonna didn't pull this bullshit. Like, no. If you want to continue being a star, this is the price you pay. This is your job.
Yeah. And to that, like, like, man. Do I, not that I didn't anyway, but like Taylor Swift's, like the way she treats her fans, like just like two more notches up of being like, see, that person like gets it. That's why she's a fucking billionaire. But like, she would, I genuinely believe that like Taylor Swift genuinely likes to perform and wants to perform for her fans. Like, I think that's like a genuine thing that she's like very like passionate about. Whereas like Chaperone is like trying to play this like whole fucking I'm an artist and like I don't owe you anything and blah blah blah. It's like, then fucking stop cashing the checks, Chaperone. Yeah. It's that fucking simple. Live by your own scruples. Mm-hmm. Stop cashing the checks. Just go do whatever. It's like it's like when the fucking Miz hit Daniel Bryan with his like, you know, whatever, and is like,
go back.
Why
to
aren't
your
you wrestling
halls?
In a fucking gym? In bingo halls with your friends, man. He's mic drop. But that's how I feel about it. But then I hear a song, and I'm like, HOTTO. I'm like, I get it. But I'm not paying any money this year. No way.
The one thing I've wanted to bring up about her is like, on top of that, like again, we clearly like her music. Like, I enjoy it. She's I listen to it almost every fucking day.
She's great.
Also. If you want to go into a place and like just be cringed out, if you go into her subreddit, her fans are so weirdly gatekeeping.
Oh, yeah. Because
they are like, yes, she's a lesbian, she's a gay artist, but they're like, there are people who are like, I wish we could have just kept her to us. And by the way, these aren't like 14-year-olds. We're like 14-year-olds, like, I wish people didn't discover this artist. They're like 30-year-olds. Like, it's like, it's fine. Yeah. You should be excited that people want to know more about your artist, because if the amount of niche bands that people don't know about and I don't have friends that listen to, if I found other people who are like, oh my God, I love this, I'm like, thank God. Now we can go to a show together.
more often than not, the people who are so aggressive trying to promote like inclusivity and openness are the most fucking gated groups of people that you can you can meet.
But yeah, jump into that Chapel Run subreddit and you'll see what I'm talking about. There's also a lot of people who are just like, look at the outfit I made for this concert. Like, good for you. Have fun. So, cool. But there are those people.
Yeah, good for you. Have fun. Maybe she'll go. Maybe she'll be there too, but there's a good chance she might not be.
Yeah. I'm giving her a pass on it, but if that became a constant.
And that's the other thing that irks me is like the majority, I don't know if it's a majority, but at least a loud subset of her fans are like, she deserves it. Good for her. Like, I love it. It's like, dude,
she is not the pop. You. She's not a queen of pop yet. She's not there. Lady Gaga doesn't even pull this bullshit. All right.
No,
they try to lump it in for with the mental health crisis, but the mental health crisis is about addiction, not people who need a break.
Yeah. Mental health crisis is about the fucking guy screaming into the ether on the street. Not fucking someone who's just like, there's 13,000 people out there. God, I just,
my anxiety.
Oh my God. I have to go out and do the thing I love doing and have like a fucking blast doing it. And it's like, sure, I get it. I know that like, just because I say that and it sounds like so sugarcoated doesn't make it so. That's like, you know, the tough pill to swallow to be like, even like hot and attractive people might feel lonely and rejected sometimes because like whatever, like I get it. I'm not saying it's invalid. I'm just saying that I think it's horseshit. I don't know how to like quantify that, but like, I don't know. I just, it's like the Ben Affleck, Matt Damon scene in Good Will Hunting, where he fucking tells me, he goes, every day I go to pick you up and I hope that you're not there because you have this fucking gift that you're squandering. You know, like, I'll be working construction my whole life, but you're sitting on like a winning lottery ticket, and it's insulting, which I totally agree. It's like, it's insulting to him that he doesn't fucking cash that in. I'm like, yeah, that's how I feel about Chapel Roan. It's like, if I had her success, you couldn't get me off stage. I would just I would just live on stage. I would be the first person to live a 24-hour live reality show. And people just come on through and they watch me do, and I wake up, they can watch me sleep. I get up. I get ready. I work on my laptop. I just, and it's so boring. But anyway,
residency in Vegas of just Matt living.
Yeah. Residency is literal meta show. That's it. It'd be great. Anyway, okay, Will, we're back to you.
Wow. Back to me. My number four. My number four is a bit of a mashup. It's
okay.
Bubba Raygun Dudley.
Oh, nice. What a fucking good. Nice. Man, you might have just won with that one right there.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Raygun was going to be one of my, I was on my list and I bumped it. This is great.
You show up to a party as Bubba Raygun Dudley. You're bringing the fucking energy up.
Yeah.
Like eight fucking levels. Because you can just flop around dancing, you know, the typical, we all know Raygun, the Australian break dancer, flopped around on the floor at the Olympics and embarrassed her whole country and got the sport removed from the Olympics, essentially.
Did they remove
it? And then, I don't think it's happening again.
It's not happening in LA, but it wasn't planned for LA to begin with. So I don't think it helped.
Okay.
Yeah.
Of all the places, where it would be great.
Oh my God. Yeah.
But yeah, she'll be breakdancing on the dance floor to the Monster Mash. And if anybody criticizes her moves, you're getting fucking 3D'd through a fucking table, man.
Hell yeah. Yeah, but who's the other person doing the 3D?
Her husband.
Who's also a breakdancer?
He's D-Von.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let's see. Who could that be? D-Von. Cat D-Von D.
Nice.
I forgot she existed.
Yeah. All right, that's a great one.
Yeah.
All right, Charles, number four.
Yeah. My number four is a sexy oiled up Diddy.
I kind of have this. Yeah. I have it as, this is my number. Hold on, do I have six on here? No, this is my number three. It's a group costume. It's just a group of Diddy, like a bunch of Diddy oil bottles, like a bunch of.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, how could it not be?
Yeah, there's got to be all kinds of Diddy costumes out there this year.
What? Mm-hmm. Why can I find no details about this story?
I think they are really trying to like keep that shit in the bottle so they can hammer him on stuff. So, but yes, I want to know
a lot of money.
I need to see, as much as we need the Epstein client list, I want more of who the hell went to these parties.
Dude, you want to know more? Just go listen to the fucking Cat Williams podcast. Yeah. I bet the whole, where's his lie at this point?
Cat Williams has just been nailing it. Yeah.
It's creepy. It's really creepy. The whole fucking, like, he talks about like the humiliation ritual of like people, and like you go through the history, it's like, oh my God, they really all did the same fucking shit. They all like wear a dress or like whatever. Like that, the big thing is like, they like watch John Cena's like rise in star power after appearing naked on whatever award show that was.
What was the Oscars? That was this year. Come on. He's fine.
Kid's Choice.
No. That's fine. He's going to be getting more success because that was his humiliation ritual.
Oh, okay. Man, I wish I could be humiliated and look that good in my late 40s. How was he, 50? How old is John Cena?
No, he's not 50.
Okay.
Not even close.
Oh, he's 47. Yeah.
Oh, I mean, he's no Randy. He's close.
Yeah, but still. So.
Oh, listening.
I I thought about putting something similar on my list. It was to dress as a bottle of baby oil, but you take like one of those 5-gallon Poland Spring bottles and just cut it in half and wear it. And then just write Diddy oil on it.
Diddy oil.
Diddy didn't do it.
Damn.
If somebody doesn't come out with a fucking adult lubricant called like Diddy something, I mean, that's an easy cash grab right there.
I think if you got it trademarked, like the Diddy name itself, so you'd really have to play around with it.
A big play for him to cash in on his trademark.
Combs oil. Just go with that. That's a free one.
Comb oil.
Comb oil.
Oh, I'm going to comb.
Oh, my God.
This sucks.
It does. Man, holding the mic, I feel like I'm in a band.
Hold me now. I'm 6 feet in.
Hell yeah.
Oh, who's up? Me?
You. You're number four.
All right. My number four is. This is like a gimme.
Uh huh.
Bandaged, bloodied eared Trump.
Yep.
Uh huh. Yep.
I was thinking about that one, but how do you really put it over the top?
You just dress like Trump and you just put a bloody bandage on your ear. That's it.
Yeah. It's pretty easy, right?
I'll put it this way. Everyone. You know what this is? This is a an easy way to reuse people's old Trump costumes. They're like, oh, I'm just going to use the same thing last year with a bandage on my ear. Oh, great. Wonderful. Creative.
If you want to make a mockery, you switch the ears throughout the night to support the conspiracy that he didn't actually get shot.
Yeah. Which, man, people think I'm crazy.
The doctor said they never saw an ear heal so fast. They said it was miraculous. I've got great ear recovery.
They were looking at it. It healed right in front of the doctor. It was like Wolverine. He said I was like Wolverine. He said, never seen anything like it. Hugh Jackman came in. Asked me how I did it.
The MyPillow guy missed out on an opportunity there. Could have put his logo right on that little bandage.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, my God. That would have been so funny. That guy's fucking nuts. That guy's wild. You ever hear him on a podcast?
He's fucking out there.
He really is. I'm surprised he has any money at all, but he does. Mike Lindell. Yeah, that's it. I mean, there's really not much more to say about it. Charles, number three?
Actually, Will's number three.
Why? Wait.
Will went first?
Yeah, he's... Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm last. I'm sorry. I'm looking at the camera. I'm looking at the
order
of things. All right, hit it, baby.
My number three is a little repetitive, but it's JoJo Biden.
Instead of JoJo Siwa? So,
is this JoJo?
Correct.
Yeah, we'll fucking win. So,
when you said little repetitive, I thought you were going to say Little Richard. I was like, yeah, fuck yeah, dude. Let's dress up like Little Richard.
Hey, one of the best cameos on Full House.
Yeah. But tell me about JoJo Biden.
So yeah, JoJo Biden, a mashup of him and JoJo Siwa, who is this fucking maniac of a lesbian. He's coming on strong in the last couple of years.
Literally witnessing a fucking, turn. Amanda Bynes in real life and no one is stepping in.
I was no going to say it's like the rise and fall of Britney, but in record fashion, it's what it seems. It's out of her fucking mind. She's just was this kid's artist that just went on like super high energy, super positive, super happy.
My kids love her stuff and it's pretty good.
Yeah.
I have no idea who this person music. Is. I'm literally looking at images and stuff. I have no idea.
She wears like fucking demolition face paint now.
Dude, one thing I do like is that now on Spotify, there's specifically JoJo Siwa parentheses kids because you can't just like put it on anymore because there are other songs are like fucking eating a cunt. I'm a fucking lesbian. It's like, whoa, what the fuck? My kids were listening to this.
And I'm surprised. Have you seen the video of her like doing that dance? It's been a meme and reels and stuff where she's just like stomping around.
Dude, it's fucking awful. It's so embarrassing.
And they took like the music out, so all you hear is just her feet stomping, and it's just in this non-rhythmic pace.
But it's like, pretty good. But her stuff as a kid was like, not as a kid, but like when her like her kid stuff is fucking. I'll play this fucking one of the songs that I think is actually pretty good. But obviously I wouldn't expect you guys to be familiar with it, so I'll share here. Hold on.
Dream is still the same. Every day I wake up saying, let's go win the game. Something's gonna happen here, but I don't know what it is. Something's gonna happen.
Yeah, it's a head bopper.
I hate this. I hate her voice. That sucks.
But for a kid, like a little girl?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, it's bubblegum pop.
Right here.
See my name in the lights. Gotta focus on your passion if you want to get it right. Work real hard to have the
life. Right, yeah, Alex's part.
You can do it if you see it. If you see it, you can be it. You believe it, you achieve it.
D-R-E-A-M.
That's wholesome.
I was like, hey, yeah. I don't mind this being on my car radio.
But my costume is more of the new JoJo Siwa. The adult, the one that drinks handles of Tito's vodka on stage. And like I said, wears demolition face paint.
I feel like... I need to play the new JoJo Siwa after that. All right, so here's a guilty pleasure. It's got almost 2 million plays.
Don't lie to me like you don't like this.
I feel like she stole this beat from somewhere and I can't figure it out.
I could hear this being like played at LeBeau's.
Oh shit, I forgot we're trying to do like YouTube stuff. I just got the episode like fucking
removed. Nah, you're too fucking gross.
Yeah. Nah, alright.
Yeah, if you want to be JoJo Biden.
Yeah.
How do we do it?
Just get yourself some aviators, some cheaply bedazzled jackets,
face paint. That static was my Nanit cam on my phone. I forgot I had it on. I was like, why do I hear the Nanit camera? I went, oh, fuck, I forgot. There you go.
And for the Biden side of it, you know, you get your sunglasses, and then you take some cotton balls, and you stretch them out and shred them up, and you glue them all to your legs so all the kids have something they can tussle.
I can pet.
I love it. I love petting my legs, my hairy legs. Jack.
Come on, man. The kids come in pet my hair, man. Come on.
Get out of here. Fucking one of the weirdest things I've ever heard someone say. President or not.
It's political class in America is out there. All right, yeah. So who's up now, Charles? Yeah.
Me?
Hit it, baby.
I got the one of the meme that took the world by storm this year. Sexy Hawk Tua. Just that. It's just going to be a bunch of people lazily putting that shit together and just doing that all night.
Just put fucking drool down their lip.
But their ass or tits will be out. One of the two. Or their dink. You know what? You can flap your dink out. Hawk to yourself.
I gotta say, for someone who became famous for basically just being like spit on a dick while you're sucking it, she has not. I don't have any like nudes of her.
I mean, she has what they keep saying. She's like the third most popular podcast right now. Yeah. And I'm like, you know what? Good for her. People are stupid.
That's what I'm saying. She's like, she got famous for this thing. And I would think that someone who'd said that would have like their fucking tits and ass everywhere. She doesn't.
Yeah. Not yet. Not yet.
I don't think it's coming. Bobby. I don't think it's happening.
Bad Bobby. She's going to have to drop off a lot of fame.
You mean the catch me outside girl?
Yeah. Bad baby.
I'm not going to address her by her stupid fucking name. I do not promote pronouncing that bad as B-H-A-D.
Bad Bobby. That girl's stacked. Like,
yeah.
She got rewarded in the fucking genetics department.
I think it came up she's the top earner on OnlyFans. And she doesn't do nudes.
I know she doesn't do nudes.
Man, our people are stupid.
It's so wild.
But the minute, listen, this works for girls, probably works for guys too. The minute you show the goods, no one gives a fuck anymore.
Oh yeah, 100%.
It's gone.
Yeah,
no one cares. It's already out there.
I don't know. So, OnlyFans is like an awful thing for society, but like I can't blame people for making money in the easiest way, shape, or form. It's like,
yeah.
What's going to happen? You get like shamed for like 2 years of your life, and then the world moves on. No one remembers you, but you're sitting on tens of millions of dollars. Who cares?
Yeah. I mean, there's people in wrestling who are like, Mandy Rose should go back to wrestling. I'm like, everyone's like, why? She's making hand over fist right now, millions of dollars a year, and she doesn't have to get CTE in the end of it.
Right.
Good for her.
Right.
She is beautiful, that lady.
Yeah. Shout out to Mandy Rose, big fan of Top 5 of Death. She'll be on the show next week.
Yep. Tune in. No, that Haley Welch girl, she's been doing all right. She's not super annoying. I mean, she's plastered all over the internet, so if you just get annoyed of seeing the same shit, I can see that. But she raises a ton of money for like dog rescues. So
I'm
sure Sam's a big fan.
Sam loves it. You know. Yeah. He couldn't stop Hawk Tour.
She's doing a lot of good things.
Everywhere he went.
But like Matt said so succinctly, you know, just she's riding this wave of saying she got to just spit on a dick when you're sucking it.
Good for her.
And she has no nudes.
Yeah.
She doesn't even talk about, I don't even know what, I think she just talks like general like interviews on her show. I got to listen to it. It's got to be number three for a reason.
One of the Paul brothers, which one? Jake, Logan, which is the one that doesn't have talent? Jake,
pretty talented.
Well, I mean, I think it's Jake Paul.
I was going to say, they're both pretty good at things that I could care less about.
I mean,
except for wrestling.
I feel like I could quit my job, get in really good shape, and also beat up former boxers. I mean, it's fine.
Let's get it done.
What's stopping you?
Yeah. Huh? Let's see it.
I want to see you fight Mike Tyson.
Let's see a tough guy. What do you think happens with that? You think Tyson just beats the bag out of him? Have you seen him train? He's still like an insane.
Yeah, he can do that type of bursting shit like for one round and then that's it. But it doesn't matter. These fucking boxing matches aren't real. So
spectacles.
Yeah, they're spectacles. That's why he's not fighting anybody who is an active boxer at this moment, because he will get his shit rocked.
Well, the one guy he did, Fury's or somebody's brother.
Tyson Fury.
He fought and he lost. It wasn't Tyson. I forget. But that was like the one guy who beat him up was a boxer.
Tyson's
true. Know who I'd like to see him box? Bart Gunn.
Dude. Good luck.
I want to see that happen.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
That's too bad.
Your number three was Diddy Bottles.
Yeah, I was going to say, my number three is Diddy Bottle. Diddy
Combs Oil.
I'm playing Combin. All right, so let's go to Will with number two.
It was Tommy Fury was the guy. Anyway.
Oh, there you go.
My number two, and this one's kind of related to Matt's Trump bloody ear one. But in this case, you're going to go as the Trump assassin. Not anyone in particular, but just somebody trying to assassinate Donald Trump.
Oh, just
and you carry your bottle of liquor around all night with a shot glass, but and you keep pouring them, but every time you go to drink it, you miss.
Oh, oh man!
Step it up for the Democrats.
Remember that.
Hit the range.
Remember when
before
that
you go out there.
Weren't both of the assassins Republicans?
I don't fucking.
Aren't you registered a Republican?
I am because you voted Republican the first time, and I do believe in small government.
A Republican would never dress like that.
What are you talking about? I'm comfortable with myself.
They would if they were by themselves.
Y'all are lucky. Y'all are lucky. I have a shirt on under this.
Oh, I know. They were.
That's for our OnlyFans.
They were somewhat registered, but they also like donated to like strictly Democrat things. And also, it doesn't matter. They're both fucking just
deep state,
literal fucking deep state like assets of like fucking MK Ultra fucking bullshit. There's no way, especially that first one. that first one is the most fucking, the two things are, that first one, any, no matter what angle you come at it from, you get three things into it and you go, this doesn't make any sense. It's like, oh, he's like this young kid who has no social media presence and like just all this stuff. It's like when, I don't know, it, there's so much there. It's unbelievable. But then the other guy who's waiting in the bushes at fucking Mar-a-Lago is fucking, he's like, he's got his hands all over official government interactions. He went and fought in the Ukraine, in the war in Ukraine, in like was it was working with intelligence agencies on work on trying to recruit more basically American mercenaries to go fight that war. He has a ton of, he's been on tons of, I think Newsweek or Time, some, they did an interview with him about him going over to fight in the Ukrainian war. And he has documented open meetings with different fucking politicians that sit on fucking military panels. It's like, this guy isn't a nobody. He has a lot of connections. What's going on? And they're like, nope, he's this crazy guy. Goodbye. Anyway, it's just, it's fucking crazy. This fucking, everything is crazy. But yeah.
Wild stuff.
Yeah.
Trump assassins.
Yeah. I mean, this would be a great group costume. Get a bunch just of y'all, bunch get of one Donald Trump.
And then just a bunch you should of have,
you should be like Trump assassins, but start off numbers 3 through 10.
Yes.
Okay, who's up now?
It's me.
Charles, number two.
This is my last one.
Wow.
You know what? I got the good pitch for y'all. Y'all know what? If you're of the thicker persuasion, this is a good sexy costume for you. Okay. You're gonna have to go completely hairless for this. You're gonna be
already there.
You're gonna be sexy Mudang.
Oh man.
the pig.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah. The pygmy hippo, the baby pygmy hippo. Yeah. What a costume. Like you just throw together.
That is,
you could combine that with the Diddy oil one. Get yourself all shiny.
Yeah.
Mood. That is probably one of my newer favorite become ungovernable mascots.
I just kept seeing this meme, the photos of Mudang happening. I'm like, what the fuck is this? And then I looked it up. It's just a tiny baby hippo who refuses to be controlled.
Hell yeah, dude.
I didn't know pygmy hippos were a thing.
Did you see the fucking giant penguin?
Pesto. Yeah. Sexy Pesto was one of my backups. Dude. Yes. My friends are obsessed with Pesto the Penguin.
There's a... let me send you something in the chat, but keep going.
But yeah. Mudang took the world by storm. Perfect costume. You know what? Just take your clothes off. You know, if you're a thicker person, take your clothes off. Shave yourself down. Oil yourself up. And just do not let anybody stop you. No one is in control of you now.
Bull in China shop all night long.
Yeah. Yeah. Mudang. But
just reach down into somebody else's candy bag and just start eating it with your face.
Take it. Yeah. Since we're filling space, since my number one's already taken, I was also going to do sexy Pesto the Penguin. And you know what? You decide where you want those black feathers to cover your body.
There we go.
Maybe leave something to the imagination. Maybe not.
Man, they should do a collab.
Oh my God, that's awesome. Yeah. This is a great Photoshop.
Yeah. I sent the boys. There you go. Your green screen's all fucking up.
It's not working. We'll be able to do it.
Yeah. I sent them a poster for a Pesto versus Mudang, like Godzilla King Kong mashup.
Yeah.
Best that's sick. Of the day. One will one fall. Will that's fall. So good. All right. Am I up?
That's good.
It's you.
Yeah.
Number two. Here's one. I think it could be overlooked, but I would like to see it. Pooping Vince McMahon.
I almost put this on mine.
I thought about I was trying to figure out a sexy Vince McMahon, but yes.
No, I think just you a need, pooping needs one. To be a couple's costume.
Yeah, pooping on her head.
Yeah, yeah, this is a good one. Get that. Oh, get that little mustache too as you're going.
Oh yeah,
man. What a weird character he's become now.
He gets accused of rape and then grows a rape mustache.
Well, the role I've been cast in. Whoa. You know what it is? I mean, that's. I mean,
is that McGruff the crime dog?
Making. Oh shit. Oh fuck, a clue. There's poop on this woman's head. I have an idea who it might be. But I mean, he's a wrestling promoter, man. He's trying to live the gimmick.
Yeah.
He's trying to live the gimmick.
He really thought that shit would go away by just him appearing on Raw the day after. Like, he got accused. And they're like, no, you have to go.
Like, he got a big ovation. Huge pop.
Oh, my God. Fucking marks.
I honestly don't know how I feel about... Was he accused of rape?
So,
accused and others
rape, abuse, sexual trafficking. Here's the thing. Sam and I like talked about this. Hopefully Sam's okay talking about this out in the open. But
he supports Vince McMahon.
She is also complicit in this as well.
Because that's what I'm saying.
All it took was her not getting one payment. And like then she was like, oh, let's sue. And you know what? Good for her. Shake that fucking tree. But come on.
So that's where I am. And it does.
And
I don't know. It does bum me out very heavily because I don't want to throw away Vince's legacy over this because of her complicitness up until a point. Because it's like, man, that guy, you know, he's like, you know, he, for lack of a better comparison, he's like Walt Disney in the sense that
maybe that's why he grew the mustache.
Maybe he's like Walt Disney and Stan. He's the third person. It's Walt Disney, Stan Lee, and Vince McMahon that single-handedly built empires that like entertained, shaped, and like had a, such like an impact in my life. Uh-huh. And it's like, it'd be one thing if it was like a genuine, like a hardcore, like rape accusation with like some merit and some like court proceedings and all that stuff. I'd be like, that's too bad. But I'm just not willing to do that on this one. With everything that happened, it's just like, yeah, he's fucking crazy. It's like part of the world that he lived in and created. I've read enough wrestling autobiographies to hear that and be like, yeah, sounds like some fucking stories from the road.
Yeah. It's, we're in the full, cause I read the whole, like when all those documents came out, I just sat through and read that shit. Cause I just needed to like devour all that information. But, it is all just currently hearsay. That's where we're at. We don't have any proof of what's going on. We just have one person's side and they are running with it. The only good thing that we get out of this is that they unseated Vince from control and WWE's doing great. They're doing fucking
it's a better product.
Like it is incredible like what it took. That is like one good thing. But yes, it does suck because now however this moves forward. The whole Attitude Era, the Vince McMahon, the Mr. McMahon like character itself.
Yeah,
like
I think that's where I'm going to stand on it. I think I will plant my feet and just be like, until things, if this is the perpetual status quo from here on out, I'm going to be like, yeah, I'm like, yeah, Vince is awesome, and they'd be like, blah blah blah. I go, I don't care or buy into any of that, and I go, what? I go, everyone in that situation was like shitty, and
yeah,
I don't know. Why am I going to be upset about everyone, you know, being, you know, no pun intended, you know, acting shitty in accordance? But I don't know. So that's where I stand. Yeah. If anyone cares to know where Matt Bisney stands on the Vince McMahon allegations, that's where it is. You can quote me on that.
And he was, by the way, accused of actual rape by a female referee.
Yes, he was. And they settled that, I think, twice, actually. I think they settled it twice. He was. And now the one thing coming out against WWE is the ring boy thing again. The molestation of the ring boys. Yeah, you know, the shit happened in, like, what, the 90s?
Oh.
80s? Or was that the 90s? Yeah, that shit's rolling around again. So, but yeah.
Hey, if you're going to get molested, at least it's by the first Intercontinental Champion of all time.
Yeah, come on. Have some respect. All right, yes, my two. Number one, Will, do you have a number one?
Yep. All right, my number one. Now, this is another mashup, but okay. It's not so obvious. So, my number one is Kamala.
Well, like
the Ugandan giant.
Yo.
So you get your power suit on, you know, no undershirt, just bare belly. You can oil that up too, get it nice and shiny with the stars over the boobs, and mm-hmm. the crescent moon symbol down there.
Yeah.
And you carry around a Casio keyboard playing Kamala's hit song Booty Girl while you tote a bag of wine outside of the box.
Man.
Now, I'm not just going to glaze over this. Are you guys familiar with Kamala's song, Booty Girl?
Which Kamala?
No. Yeah, what are we doing here? Is this an artist named Kamala?
Nope. This is the Ugandan giant pro wrestler.
Booty Girl.
Yeah. And I'm going to play this song for you here.
Yeah.
So this is, I might play the whole damn thing. It's that good. He came out with a full album of songs that sound similar to this.
Hey, booty girl, I haven't seen you in months. The one I call Booty Girl. Booty Girl. She's just 6 years old.
That is a Casio.
Yep.
And it's been almost a year since we have seen one another. Hey, booty girl. Hey, booty girl. Now that's a long time for a 6 year old.
This is incredible.
Is he saying 6 year old?
Yeah.
So here's my story.
Hold on.
I was sitting in a Walmart parking lot.
Yo.
No, I have to hear this.
Grandbaby booty girl. You know she talks a lot. Booty girl. She said, hey, Paul, Paul, I hadn't seen you in months. I've been looking for you when I was still on the hunt. Hey, booty girl. She said, hey, Paul, Paul, I live over there. I said, you do? Well, come show me where. Hey, booty girl. And then she said, whoops, I wasn't supposed to tell. I said, that's okay, grandbaby, I understand. Just whenever you get a chance, just give me a landline on South Central Bell. And she said,
what a reference.
That, booty girl, the very first chance she gets. Hey, booty girl. So she laid there in my lap, stroking me up and down my arm. I hadn't seen her in months. And she would look up at me and she would say these words. Hey, Paul, Paul, I hadn't seen you.
And that's about that. So for anybody who was not aware that Kamala had a full album of songs just like that. So that was a very odd tribute story about talking to his granddaughter.
That's just, I can't fit that into a YouTube short, but that just might be our whole reel. It's not us. People need to know this exists. What the fuck?
I'm sitting in a Walmart parking lot. And then his granddaughter comes to him while he's sitting in a parking lot and says, I live over there. And he's like, oh, show me where you live. Shouldn't you know where your granddaughter lives?
Will, I'm sorry. Sam has made songs for this show that are so much better than that.
Yep.
How? Oh, my God. When did he do this?
I'm not sure when it came out, But all I could find on this album was that it was a greatest hits album, but I have no sources of him ever having a first album before the greatest hits one.
Oh, I'm my so God. Mad. I'm like, I'm so mad.
Wow. What's the matter, booty girl?
I don't get it. I thought it was going to be like a fucking dirty song, and they kept saying 6 year old in the fucking beginning. And I was like, what the fuck is this song? And then he's like, he mentioned granddaughter. I was like, what the now? What the? He's like, stroking my arm.
Christ. Sat in my lap, stroking up and down on my arm.
Yeah. Basically, the song was just like him saying the worst things up front and then like pulling the rug out on the dirtiness at the last minute. Is like,
yeah.
And then my granddaughter came in and she sat on my lap. She's touching my big old
hairy
steering wheel. It's like, what the fuck,
Mr.
are you doing?
Mr. Kamala? We're gonna have to change the lyrics a little bit here to get by the FCC.
No. Also, my favorite part, which I think I might adopt, is just slipping in "Booty Girl" just sporadically,
random
"Booty Girl."
You'd be like, "Oh man,
not on beat or melody."
Oh man, I was in traffic and this guy would not like light turned green, "Booty Girl," and like he just wouldn't he wouldn't go. And I was like laying on the horn. I'm like, dude, it's green. And he's like, he like put his hand out, booty girl, and like put his like flip me off. I was like, why are you flipping booty girl me off? Because I am in the right. You're supposed to go on a green light. And so like now it's just me and him. And now the cars behind me, I start booty girl honking their horns, and they think it's me because his car is smaller than mine. And it's like, no, the guy booty girl in front of me isn't going. So like. Get off of my back because I can't do anything. Like, I don't know. It was like really booty girl messed up situation. And like, I hope it never happens. That's basically how the song went.
Oh my yep. God.
So you're welcome, everybody. So good luck not thinking booty girl in your head all day when you listen to this.
I have to go to sleep after this. And that's what's going to fucking happen. Like, to be nose asleep to self, the deep recesses of my brain just hear booty girl. And then in the middle of the night, I'll be woken up by thinking I'm hearing his fucking Casio two note.
I got to go watch a couple episodes of My Hero Academia after this.
Oh shit, where are you? I know you got one more pick. Where are you at in My Hero?
I'm in like episode 20 something in season 2. They just picked their hero names.
Okay, cool.
Yeah,
those first couple seasons are like. Fucking great. And then it just keeps they keep stretching that shit real hard. It's good, but you don't like you just have to absorb it in the background.
I do like it. I do like the show.
Mm-hmm.
I do like Jujutsu Kaisen and Demon Slayer a lot.
I actually started Jujutsu Kaisen.
That's my favorite one.
It's not what I thought it was going to be at all. When I saw the word jujitsu.
Where are you in that?
I'm only like, because I have to jump back and forth with anime. I think I'm like 5 or 6 episodes in.
So here's the thing. The season 1, then there's a movie, and then there's season 2. You got to watch the movie. A lot of people skip it. Watch it. It's good. It's perfectly fine, but.
My Hero does that too. They'll throw a movie in there, and you won't even realize it happened.
Yeah. No, so I mean, I like it. I like My Hero. It's okay. I also watched Solo Leveling before I watched My Hero Academia. That was pretty good. But anyway, Will, you want to like talk about football for a minute?
No, the Patriots suck, but the Celtics here, world champion Celtics are off to a hot start.
I watched. Maybe it was a season opener to play the Knicks.
Yeah.
They fucking smashed beat them. The pants off them. Damn.
Yeah.
It was playing
that
well.
Was the banner night. They raised the banner.
They beat the fuck out of them. Most 3-pointers in a game, right? New record?
Yeah, and it was kind of funny. They tied the record with like 7.5 minutes left to go in the game. They needed one more to break the record. And they chucked up 13 in a row and missed. It was comical to watch.
I love it when they do that, though. Like, he was like, no, let's just get this record. At any cost.
Yeah, the game was in hand. They were up by like 35 points, so it didn't matter. Yeah. But just a best 3-point shooting team of all time, and they couldn't fucking make one to save their life.
Make one more. Yeah. That's so funny. All right. Who am I up?
It's you, because my number one was Chapel Roan. So.
Oh, right.
Yeah. You want to just play Booty Girl again?
I might. It'd probably be better than my pick. No, my number one, this is going to be a controversial one. There's one every year, right? It's always like a pretty like low kind of poor taste one. But I think the obvious one now for this year is going to be Cat Eating Migrant.
Yep.
Yeah. Or yep. some play on that.
100%. This has already happened in probably most frat houses across America.
Mm-hmm. I can't wait to see these costumes.
Someone took it a little too far, that's for sure. Someone committed too hard to that.
Yeah, they're like, I have a dead cat.
I can't wait. On the side of the road, you're like, oh, great.
Oh, that's not what I was thinking. I was thinking more of the face paint side. But that as well. I was going to say, in like 30 years, we'll probably see our next presidential candidate and some photo pop out.
Yeah, that's true. I guess. Well, I mean, J.D. Vance is our age, right? Or close to it, or he's a little older.
Sure.
He's 40. Way,
yeah. He's like 40s.
He's 40.
Yeah. It's a year older than me. Fuck my God. No. I'm going to be 40 next year.
Yeah, what are you doing?
40. What do you mean, what am
almost,
I doing?
Yeah, almost VP right here. Podcast. 40. That's, get your shit together.
Dude, this podcast is fucking huge.
Guy's running for VP. He's got eyeliner, and all you got is a dent in your head.
It's not my fault. I thought I was doing the right thing. I was lied to by a medical professional.
Yes.
It's not my fault. I don't know.
Cat Eating Migrant.
Yeah. Yeah, he was in the military. I was just thinking if I could physically beat up J.D. Vance, he'd probably beat me up, which would suck. But he was like a college bro and in the military, so it's probably all about that shit.
He can throw hands, or he's very good at baiting you into punching him so he can sue you.
No, I think I'd be better at him than that.
Yeah.
But yeah, cat eating migrants or just like pet whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's you know, it writes itself. I thought it was like my first idea. I was like, oh, it's a good number one. It's funny that like that whole thing at this point is just like a small blip on the radar of what's been happening.
I mean, to give you an idea, as you mentioned earlier, there was two assassination attempts and we're already just like, we're just soaring by. What a weird era we live in now.
I know. It's when you zoom out and look at all those things, that the Epstein situation, and you go, like, they're going to look back on history and be like, wait, the world didn't come to a halt demanding those log files. I'm like, no, people just kept living their lives. No one really gave a fuck. It's pretty sad. It's pretty awful.
Time keeps on rolling.
Yeah, I don't know. I
was trying to look for it. I saw a video recently of this teacher was in her classroom recording for whatever reason, and she asked the class of like what sounded like 5-6-year-old kids what their favorite songs were, and they were all yelling out like songs, and then you just hear one kid go, "Eating the Cats."
It's a good song. It's a good, good song.
Yeah, that's a fun one. I look forward to seeing the people come up with for that.
But I mean, we're recording so late. Do we have any fun butt list?
We actually do. And I think it's because we are recording so late and it's a Friday.
No shit, huh?
So we have a couple. If you want to submit a list for something like this, you can join. You go to top5ofdeath.com, join the Discord.
They're eating the dogs, the people that came in. They're eating the cats. They're eating the pets.
Find us on YouTube, youtube.com/@top5ofdeath. Find us on Instagram, top5ofdeath. And find us on TikTok, top5ofdeath podcast. Always the number 5. Now it applies in a different spot. Look at that. Always the number 5.
Always the number 5. Man. The good old days. The good old days.
But yeah.
All right, let's get some lists.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see what the fun butts have to say.
There is a trend. I can tell you that. But
I hope first up, we have like a white supremacist trend.
First up, we have Brian Davis, number five. He has Fallout costumes.
Okay.
Big show. Yep. Number four, Beetlejuice costumes. For sure.
Oh, yeah. That's for a fucking sure. obvious one.
I still haven't seen Beetlejuice. I got
neither have I.
I'll wait me until it's at home.
Yeah, me too at this point. Yeah.
Number three, Hawktua girl.
Into it.
Yeah. Two, he has the opposite pick, Joker.
Well, yeah. It was always a staple. I just don't think it's I think it's gonna have an inverse effect this year.
Yeah. And number one, Deadpool and Wolverine. Which that's an obvious yeah. That's an obvious oh, one. God. Yeah. I completely such a overlooked fucking it. Idiot. And again, a movie I didn't see. Didn't see it. I want to see it, and I didn't go to the theaters to see it. I don't know.
There's a
what?
There's a good cart, yeah. good oh, copy man. Of it out on the high seas.
Ooh, and
it's on Disney Plus.
I've been docked for a little bit. I have to go sailing the high seas for it. It's on Disney Plus. It's on
Disney Plus.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is. Have you like this month?
Normal adults without kids don't have Disney Plus, man.
I have Disney Plus because I have the original bundle.
Look at those fucking overalls. You're not a normal adult.
I refuse to give up the bundle. Holy shit, it is out. No, it's a trailer. Yeah. It says theatrical trailer available.
Oh my God. I'll put it, if it's not out, it's coming out like this week, or it may come out on Halloween or something.
Yeah. Either way. Next up, we have Kevin Weaver, number five. Sleepy Joe Biden.
Okay.
Four, Commie Kamala Harris.
So just three, Kamala.
Tampon nice, Tim Walz.
Based.
I know that's a good one.
Actually, it is a good costume.
JD Couch Vance.
Yeah, yeah. An old couch and, fucker.
Number one, Donald Hitler Trump.
So on. Sure. It's so lazy. Cool.
Yeah, that one's
so edgy.
You're on a roll. You fumbled it on number one there.
Couldn't stick the landing.
It's usually my list. Next up, we have Mitch Mint, freshest of the fun butts. Number fresh. Five, Menendez Brothers. That's actually a good pick.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Especially if you get a good bald hairpiece and then also put a toupee on top of it. Number four, Beetlejuice costumes. Three, pet eating Haitians.
Nice.
Two, sexy Kamala Harris.
She was hot back in the day.
Yo, have you seen her sister?
When Willie she was Brown? A hooker?
Did you see her sister?
God, she has a sister?
Yeah, have you seen her sister?
I'm that on woman my way.
Also does not age.
Shit. Kamala. I'm going to get fucking
Maya Harris. In case you were wondering, Kamala, the Ugandan giant, on his album had a song called Willie Did It.
Willie Brown.
Yeah. It's all coming together.
Next up, we have Mashin.
Oh, my God. She's hot.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Next up, we have Mashin. Again, Beetlejuice as his number five. Biggest comeback of the year, probably. Number four, Emo JD Vance. Three, Wednesday Adams. Two, a zombie. And number classic. One, your mom. Your mom is
mine?
Number one.
Hey, Debbie?
Your mom.
It's Ryan Brown's bit.
Yeah.
Debbie Bissany?
I mean, yeah, Debbie Bissany. What right, a pick.
Good luck.
Yeah. Next up, we have Gray. He has Joker and Harley Quinn. I mean, yeah.
I think that's a misstep.
I didn't see any at the climbing event, so that is there was no there was no Jokers for that. Number four, Deadpool. Three, Shai Hulud, which is a sandworm from Dune.
Oh, not the band?
No.
Not the New York hardcore band Shai Hulud?
Nope. Number two, Ray Gun. And number one, Dr. Doom.
That's a pretty good one.
Next up, we have K-Funk. He has number five, a Kamala Harris word salad.
Oh, that's funny.
Four, Trump with a bloody ear and a dead assassin couples outfit. Three, Ray Gun, the hated Aussie breakdancer. Two, Deadpool, Wolverine, Gambit, Elektra, and Old Man Blade.
Mm.
Yep. And number one, Art the Clown / Little Girl Art the Clown.
I still got to watch Terrifier 2.
I haven't seen 1 or 2, and I've been told they all three of them are gruesome. Like,
yeah. I like them. I saw the first two, and I'm not really big into horror movies, but I like those. Yeah.
I just haven't gotten, like, it's one of those I'm not going to be able to watch with Jess, so I have to watch it on my own time. So
let's do a watch party, me and you.
Yeah.
I'm down. One, Rosa two, doesn't want to see the third.
I was waiting on. Yeah, it is. But it's so fucking funny. I only watched the first one, and if, because he doesn't talk. But there's like moments when he's having like a battle with like the final girl, and like she'll get him, and like she runs away, and it just cuts to him, and he's just like flipping her off, like silent. It's so fucking funny to me.
There are some good funny bits in there.
Yeah. Lastly,
who else?
We have the man himself, Dingus Cunnilingus Adams.
Oh, here we go.
Number 5, J.D. Vance's angry bearded penis.
All right.
4, Tim Waltz's crusty couch cock.
Is he mixing things up?
I think he meant couch, but he wrote coach.
Yes.
Oh, coach cock.
No, okay. He did write coach. I read it wrong. I read it wrong.
Illiteracy.
Yeah. It's my, yep. 3, Donald Trump's orange Cheeto dust dink. 2, Kamala Harris's veiny horse schlong strap on. And 1, Douglas Imhoff's prolapsed asshole. As we all know, it's tradition for the newly elected president's first act in the White House to be whipping out his dick and fucking his wife in the Oval Office, and Kamala Harris doesn't plan on breaking that tradition if she wins, as Doug has been practicing taking that veiny horse schlong just in case.
All right.
Yep.
That does take the question on his 3. You think Trump puts that spray tan on his lower body too?
I mean, there is a fake photo that does answer that question.
I hope he only spray tans exposed parts of his body, so it's just his hands and his face.
Yeah.
How awful would that be to see naked?
How pale is he elsewhere? I mean, if you need to know, it's you just look right on like this side of his face and you see it. But yeah, and that's the fun butts. Like I said, there is a little bit of a trend going through there. But
there you go.
This is the world we live in now.
What can you do? What time is it? It's fucking Friday night. It's 11:30.
Yeah, man.
I'm going to fucking kill myself.
I haven't been up this late in months.
I haven't been up this late since Wednesday, so it's up till 3:30 in the morning.
So Sam isn't here because he's seeing a screening of Labyrinth with like a real band or something like that.
Yeah.
It's funny he mentioned that because I tried to watch Labyrinth with Wednesday the other day. She cried. We could barely get through the beginning.
Oh,
she
really?
She was so scared. Oh, I did not expect that reaction at all.
Scared of but David Bowie?
If you ask her about it, she can tell you basically moment by moment. I think we only got like 10 minutes into it.
Yeah.
And it's like, I guess I did not realize how well she can follow plot lines now. But if you ask her about it, she's like, I didn't like it. I didn't like when the Goblin King came in and took the baby and then tried to give the girl a crystal, but it was actually a snake. That's as far as we go.
Okay.
And she was crying. Like,
hey.
I was like, all right, we can turn it off. I'm like, we don't have to watch it. We don't have to watch it. What did we watch instead? I forget, but I thought
Terrifier 3.
No. She probably liked that more. But anyway. All right.
Yeah.
Well, that does it for this week. We'll see you next week. But I hope in between weeks we don't have any like surprise bonus episodes on All Hallows Eve or the day after, because I would hate that.
Be terrible.
Be awful.
Terrible to give people extra stuff.
Mm-hmm. Bastards. Mm-hmm. But anyway, thanks for listening. top5ofdeath.com. Check us out on the YouTube. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Instagram. Anywhere else, do all the stuff. And as always, smell you later.